back to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Ben Lake, and with me today is Melissa Hurley, editor of the Propylene Glycol EFA report. She's going to get us up to speed with what's been happening in the European market recently. So, Melissa, why have prices been increasing at a faster pace recently?
Well, Ben, prices were fairly flat at the end of last year due to a variety of factors, including the fact that it was low season for coatings demand and supply was fairly well balanced. On the sell side, some found it difficult to pass on cost ratio increase when key feedstock propylene rose, but things have taken a turn recently. In the week ending 17th of March, there have been some planned and unplanned maintenances which has squeezed supply. This has in turn increased demand in the spot market and prices have increased much more rapidly in March. Producers separately saw prices jump up by varying amounts because of the sudden tightness. It has been challenging to find methoxypropanol acetate or PMA material in the European spot market this week. PMA prices increased by 30 euros per tonne at both ends of the range and methoxypropanol or PM prices were stable to firm as sources overall found supply for PM slightly better than PMA.
So you mentioned some production turnarounds. Where and when are these taking place?
So LyondellBasell's PO and downstream MPG and PGE operations at Botlek in the Netherlands is set to be in a planned maintenance turnaround lasting until the first half of May according to market sources. However, this wasn't officially confirmed. Sources also said that another major European producer finished work at its PGE facility this week, so that could help the supply situation. But on the other hand, market sources also said the Dow Stader PGE facility in Germany is running at reduced rates due to a recent technical power outage.
So when is the supply situation likely to improve?
Well, Ben, it's difficult to say as I don't have a crystal ball. But given the fact that LyondellBasell is in turnaround until May, and it's also unclear as to when the issues at Dow's Stader unit will be resolved, supply could be restricted for a little while longer in the spot market. Players are also watching out for the methanol quarterly settlement, as methanol goes into the production of PMA, and also propylene monthly contract prices for April will be a factor to consider. But for the time being, the focus is very much on PMA spot supply. Additionally, the spring weather means that demand in the coating sector is improving, so that will also be taken into consideration. Other higher performing PO derivatives such as monopropylene glycol or MPG were being prioritised in the winter due to the fact that MPG was at peak demand and it's used in de-ices. But with demand falling off now, it appears that there's a higher focus on the PGE market. So it's an interesting couple of months ahead.
Well, thanks for explaining that, Melissa. Make sure you join us next time for further market updates. I'll catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Ben Lake.